literally was about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. I'm always learning. Guys, I tell you this because I think a lot of you are like, oh, you know, Corinne, I've been in the program for like 4 months. I should know all this by now. And I love it when an elder comes in. Like, some of you bitches are old, no BS women, meaning you've been here like 4 years. And y'all are like, but no, this 4-month-old baby shit don't even count. I've been here 4 years, Corinne. I'm the one that should know better. And you guys get into a pissing contest over who should feel worse about themselves based on their lack of what they know. It's called hashtag ultimate time waster. I am 15 years in. I am still learning. I am sitting around studying myself like a lab rat. If I'm still figuring shit out, none of you need to feel bad that you're still figuring your shit out. Be glad you are. I want you guys to think about every single person who has started this membership and quit. Guess what they're not doing? They're not figuring themselves out. They quit to get relief from not changing who they were. You guys are here still trying to figure out how to think better, how to feel better, how to do better so you can eat better. There's plenty of women sitting around out there who aren't here anymore because they wanted to feel that immediate relief of not having to do the work. And you know what ends up happening about a day after relief? Remorse, regret, letdown, apathy, disappointment, self-loathing. Because when you quit, you don't learn how to challenge yourself. You don't learn how to show up for yourself and change the conversation to keep going. You don't learn how to create momentum for yourself. Just enough momentum to say, I'm worth this. Even on my worst day, I am still worth hanging in there. That is the difference between all of you. So thought number one that I just discovered because I was getting on the scale and I knew it was going to be one of those days that I wasn't going to feel amazing about Corinne automatically. This changes nothing. Best thought I've ever had. Seriously? Well, I'm figuring out it's number one. This one's going to be number two. I have used this when people have wrote all over my social media about what a horrible person I am. They don't like my makeup. They get all up in arms about my mouth. I'm like, this changes nothing. It used to be stuff like that would happen. And I would freak out and try to change myself to please people. I would worry. I would not sleep for days. And I started realizing other people's opinions changes nothing. If somebody else's opinion is worth noting, I'll know it. The scale is the same way. I was going to get on the scale, and I was afraid it was going to be up. I'd been kind of toot-tooting with Chris for a couple days with the boozies. And I just told myself, this changes nothing. I have a food plan today. I know the things I'm going to do for myself. I know who I am. I know that I always work on myself. This number changes nothing. So you want to, before you get on the scale, you want to tell yourself, however I'm thinking and feeling about myself right now, that number's not going to change it. If I'm feeling really good about how I showed up for the week, that number can't change that unless I change my thinking based on that number. I get to keep the thinking. If that number goes up or down, however I'm feeling about myself, whatever I consciously decide to think about myself before I get on the scale, the number doesn't have to change it. As long as I let my thinking be deliberate in what I want. And then once I weigh in, it changes nothing about the actions I'm going to take. Whatever plan I've made for the day, whatever personal rules and boundaries that I have for myself that created from love, none of those change because of the number. It just doesn't change anything. I get to be on purpose. I don't have to be reactionary. I will tell you guys a secret. Most of my weigh-in assessments, do you know I do the weigh-in assessment before I even weigh in? I want to just do all my thinking first. And then I plug in the number. And then I ask myself, did anything change? And I just want to note it, and I want to remind myself, all of it, pre-thinking and post-thinking, it's all a choice.